It's getting a little louder here, but I think we've all agreed it's not getting any warmer. In fact,
no.
Is it getting colder?
It feels that way.
Is it just because we've been sitting outside here and the numbness is now worn off and we're feeling things again? Everyone count your toes, make sure they're still there. Popsicle toes, that's where the expression comes from, I guess. 751 at 760 WJR. And when Dick DeVos calls and says, I'd like to come on and make a special announcement exclusively on the Paul W. Smith Show, we say, okay. Mr. DeVos, it is always a pleasure speaking with you and or your lovely wife, Betsy. How are you? I hope all is well.
I am very well, my friend. Betsy's doing great, and trust you're doing well. I haven't seen you for a little while. Looking forward to the next time we can get together.
Isn't that the truth for all of us, though, for everybody?
We
find ourselves saying, oh, I haven't seen you in a while. Well, nobody's seen anybody for a while. And now that we're starting to see each other, we're hearing about another COVID wave. And now add to that monkeypox, which is just, I almost thought it was a joke at first, but they're not kidding. So here we go again. It's just very bizarre here. But let's go to what we're doing with you right now at 7:52. As a guy who's so very involved in the great state of Michigan, trying to help, as you see it, in many different ways. In fact, back in 2006, you indeed ran for governor. Your lovely wife, the former United States Secretary of Education in the Trump administration. The two of you, as long as I've known you, which is quite a while now, have always been trying to do good things, and yet you get attacked by people. And oftentimes, I do not understand why you're being attacked. It's like, it doesn't make sense to me. Have you ever, do you ignore that? Or have you ever analyzed it, Dick, and figured out if it's just jealousy, or what could it possibly be, Dick?
Well, Paul W., you know, that's just the price of leadership. We prefer to be looking forward, and we prefer to be stepping forward and leading and doing what we believe is the right thing for us, our family, for Michigan, our community. So it's really for us. We're going to let that run off our back and continue to focus on the future. And that's kind of what I want to talk about, because we have some really important elections coming up here in Michigan. And the DeVos family has always, you know, this is home for us. Michigan is home for us and cares deeply. And we think that leadership in Michigan is critically important, and believe that we've seen failed leadership once again in our own state. We saw it back in 2006, in my view. We're seeing it again. And it's time for a change in leadership at this state. And so I just want to bring to your attention, to the attention of others, that the DeVos family have decided to stand with Tudor Dixon as being the next right governor for the state of Michigan. We think Tudor has as a business leader, a mom, has the experience, the passion, and a plan to put the state back on track. And so we just wanted to let you know that, Paul W., that we're standing with Tudor, because I think we can do so much better in Michigan than we've done in the past.
Well, of course, Tudor Dixon, it's nice to hear this is the candidate, the entire DeVos family backing for the Republican gubernatorial candidate, Tudor Dixon. But she is one of three Republican candidates awaiting the State Board of Canvassers' decisions on challenges that could actually keep them off the ballot. Do you have any inside information about how she's doing in that?
Well, you know, Paul W., number one, I think all of the candidates that are running on the Republican side are frankly head and shoulders above our current governor. That's number one. Number two, this is a technical discussion. Obviously, Team Whitmer is very concerned about Tudor's candidacy, and we're confident she's going to prevail in this matter, and it'll just be another step in the way toward her candidacy and toward proceeding.
As mentioned earlier, I've known you and I've known Betsy for a number of years. I've actually attended, now that I think about it, we attended church together. It was quite a nice place, too. Where did we go to church years ago?
Well, it was right here in Grand Rapids.
Right. It was with you. It was with the two of you. But I can't remember the church.
Called name was Mars Hill, actually. Yep.
Yeah, it was a wonderful gathering of people. But I've known you guys for a long time. And every time Betsy was attacked as the former United States Secretary of Education, I kept thinking of you, Dick. I mean, I thought of Betsy, too, obviously. But I kept thinking how hard it is for someone to watch a loved one who steps up for a job she didn't need. She hasn't done anything, quote unquote, for money. She comes from a well-to-do family, as do you. And I somehow, some people think automatically that's negative. I don't. And you guys have always tried to do things not for money, but for what you think is good. And then that certainly goes for education. As long as I've known you, the two of you have had strong feelings about education. And it drove me crazy. It probably drove you crazy. But you have a better way of handling these things, Dick. You do let these things roll off your back, and you look forward. And I salute you for that, because I don't think that's easy for the average person.
Well, it's not easy, but it's what we must do in life to move forward. And we want to applaud and stand and applaud individuals who step up and are willing to step up and step out and lead. And that's one of the things that we really admire about Tudor Dixon in this upcoming Republican primary. Tudor's willing to step out. She has a young family. She's a mom. She's had kids who have been really affected and impacted negatively by the our current governor's ridiculous shutdowns and manipulations. And so she's willing to set aside a quiet family life and step out and serve our state and take the slings and arrows that are going to come with that. We admire that. We applaud it. And we want to stand with her, because I think Michigan deserves better, frankly. We've seen this movie before, back in 2006, where we had a failed governor that we reelected. And I think the state paid an enormous price. We cannot afford to do that again. It's time for a change.
The primary is August 2nd, general election November 8th, and the head of the Amway family, the DeVos family, Dick DeVos, has spoken and saying the DeVos family throwing all of their support behind Tudor Dixon to be the next governor of the great state of Michigan. So with that, we'll let you go, and we appreciate you coming by. Give our best to the former United States Secretary of Education, and we'll talk again soon, Dick.
Thank you, my friend. We'll look forward to it.
Dick DeVos for Tudor Dixon as we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.